topic over here with kashrus is knives. And the things cut with knives, a fleshik knife, cutting milchika things or whatever, which is much different than stam kalim, cooking in something or whatever, because a knife has an extra dimension called duchke de sakina, that the pressure that the knife puts, and there are different kinds of foods. Certain foods, the pressure of the knife doesn't have any effect at all, and those are like liquid kinds of foods, cottage cheese, those kind of things. That's knife is the same as any other, like a fork or any other kind of kli. But things that are firm, like cheese, meat, there the pressure of the knife does make a difference. And things that are very hard, like very hard cheeses or whatever, there the pressure of the knife even has a greater effect. And the knife has two areas about it that could be problematic. One is that knives usually have a oily, greasy facade on them if they're not cleaned well. And you always have to assume, under most circumstances, that if you don't know for sure the knife was clean, that it had some kind of residue on it. Because it's hard to get the residue off of a knife because of the pressure that it comes on with. So we'll discuss the details when we come back. And we'll go into the details of this. I'm going to start now and then have to continue in three weeks. But just the preface to it. So one area is that you have to assume, unless you know for sure differently, that the knife was not clean and had oily, greasy residue on it, and that has an effect on the food that you cut with it, whether it's part of a food with a fleshika knife or part of a food with a milchika knife, or milchika food with a fleshika knife or vice versa. Second thing is, even if there's no residue, the knife is completely clean, where you're cutting things that are hot, but not hot enough normally to take a taste out, not yatza lettuce, sometimes because of the pressure of the knife will asser what you're cutting. Sometimes completely, sometimes just you have to cut off a thin layer. Because of that, buying something in a non-kosher place, but things that are cut with knives, where maybe they use a knife that was used for non-kosher things or for milchiks or fleshiks, and you're buying something like fish or vegetables or whatever, could be a problem. There are things that you have to cut away a slice if you use the wrong kind of knife. There's certain things that you have to scrape the surface, and there's certain things that just washing it off will be enough. And certain things don't have to do that. We'll get to the details when we get into this. What else? There's also special halacha when you're cutting sharp things, like onions. And somebody just, a few people asked me already about onions. That's there's a shmua now that all onions have to be checked, taken apart, and every layer has to be checked. What's it called? Through and through. I'm not sure if that's necessary or not necessary. I'm going to look into it.
Even
Rabbi. Well, that's what. Supposedly, somebody came home from one of the schools and said, one of the teenagers and girls said that that's the new Horaot, that onions have to be dissected. What?
I haven't done it, but I've been hearing people saying it.
Okay, I'm going to. From up until today, you didn't have to do that. All you had to do is cut off the top, the green part. That's where sometimes there's bugs. And if the onion doesn't look rotten, which anyway you don't want to use, if it looks healthy, then you don't have to check it. But I would look into this to find out if this is something new or just...
cut down the middle and just to check it.
Yeah, just to see if it's healthy. If it looks like a healthy onion, doesn't look like it's fashimmeled, usually you're not problems with onions. Usually what they said was that very sharp things, like horseradish, the bugs don't want to eat it. No, seriously, it's too sharp for them to eat. They're not onions. L'chora would be the same thing. I know, if you see the tears from the bugs on the onion, that you have to.
I heard that in the United States, you have to check for bugs.
In onions?
Yeah, there's something called thymes or something like that. It's a type of bug that just cut off the top. You can see if they're running around there.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If you cut off the top, no, but they're in the onion itself, or they're in the top of the onion.
The top of the onion.
Oh, so that we always said you have to cut off the top because yeah, there could be what's called thrips. They're called, I think.
Thrips.
Right. Well, in England they call it thrips. We call it thrips. So again, I'll look into it, but I just since we mentioned onions. But in any case, but cutting onions, horseradish, radishes, there the knife is much more an Indian that combining the pressure of the knife and the sharpness of the thing, there it has an effect and it makes the thing, if you cut a part of the thing with a fleshika knife, it becomes fleshika. And if you cut a milchika thing, part of a thing with a milchika knife, it becomes milchika most of the time, the onion. And then if you end up putting that onion into the wrong thing, cooking or whatever, you have big problems. Yeah.
Why isn't there a problem with a fork? I mean, it's not as sharp as a knife, but when you stab something, that pressure.
So we'll see. Forks, it depends what you're stabbing, mm-hmm. right, and how firm, but it's not the same thing as a knife. A knife is mamish, for a lot of pressure. The fork is, since it's a very small area, right, and it's not sharp, so it's just that initial jab that's in there. It's not the same kind of pressure.
Also, you use the fork sometimes to cut, like you know, to cut things as you're eating.
As a knife.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to ask, what about a spoon? If you well, somebody cuts a piece of cheese with a spoon, people do that sometimes. Not cheese with a spoon.
Then it becomes l'chora like a knife.
Yeah.
L'chora becomes like a knife, but not all.
It's also not as sharp.
We'll see that the fork is not so posher. The fork. There are some that say that they could pick a lot of a jar with a milchika fork, so all the pickles become milchik or whatever. Yeah. We'll see. Not you don't have to. L'chatchila better. Maybe it's better not to do that, but it doesn't have the same halachas as a knife.
Knives can be sharpened so that it cuts without any pressure. I've used a knife like that. Just put it down and it'll cut.
A razor blade, yeah. For example.
Not sharper than a razor blade.
I hear. I don't know if it makes a difference because I don't know if duchka de sakina necessarily means how much actual pressure or exertion you use. It's just even the sharpness is called duchka de sakina. It could be the sharper it is, that also is something. Not sure.
Rav, how do you hold like bread and muffins?
We're going to get to that. By cutting, after you cut bread with a part of a thing, not with either milchiks or fleishiks,
right.
Unless you're going to eat that bread with that kind of thing. B'di'evet, that we'll get to. But the chachila, for sure, bread you should cut with a bread knife.
Because I had a muffin that was heated, part of a muffin that was heated in the milchik microwave, in the milchik toaster oven, and I cut it with my part knife when it came out. So, is that...
It was...
It was warm.
It was a part of a... What was the muffin?
It was part of a, but it was cooked, it was heated up in the milchik.
Yeah, it's okay.
And what about bread? I mean, my sister-in-law asked me, bread which has been defrosted in a milky microwave.
Bread that was defrosted in the milky microwave is clean, not clean? Mistama not. By English people, maybe yes. But, but maybe probably not.
Should it not really really be cut with a... I mean, does that bread itself become milky? Should it be covered when one...
If the oven was not clean, yeah, they should have to treat it like milk. Treated
like milk.
Yeah.
So it should really be wrapped, or what?
If it's wrapped, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're not going to go into the details of this now because it's just going to be forget them, and the really one thing depends on the other, and it's extremely, not extremely complicated. It's complicated, so we'll leave it for after Pesach. Okay, but I do want to go to the Masilas Yesharim.